Chapter 27 Going like the wind, Pinocchio took but a very short time to reach the shore. He glanced all about him, but there was no sign of a shark. The sea was as smooth as glass.
"Hey there, boys, where's that shark?"
he asked, turning to his playmates.
"He may have gone for his breakfast," said one of them, laughing.
"Or perhaps he went to bed for a little nap,"
said another, laughing also. From the answers and the laughter which followed them, Pinocchio understood that the boys had played a trick on him.
"What now?" he said angrily to them. "What's the joke?"
"Oh, the joke's on you,"
cried his tormentors, laughing more heartily than ever, and dancing gaily around the Marionette.
"And that is?"
"That we have made you stay out of school to come with us. Aren't you ashamed of being such a goody-goody and studying so hard? You never have a bit of enjoyment."
"And what is it to you if I do study?"
"What does the teacher think of us, you mean?"
"Why?"
"Don't you see? If you study and we don't, we pay for it. After all, it's only fair to look out for ourselves."
"What do you want me to do?"
"Hate school and books and teachers as we all do. They are your worst enemies, you know, and they like to make you as unhappy as they can."
"And if I go on studying, what will you do to me?"
"You'll pay for it,"